Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1585-877-2471.
Mr. Who bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Robert Bethel. Bob is the author of Strengthen Your Business. Bob, your book's available wherever books are sold now, right?
It's available on Amazon. Just went on sale last week, Jim.
All right. And you got a website for it?
I do. It's robertthomasbethel.com.
All right, so check it out. So check it out. RobertThomasBethel.com. The book is Strengthen Your Business. We're talking about companies that probably are successful, but they're not going to make it because they're not paying attention to the fundamentals. What are some of the other warning signs that you've seen when companies were in trouble, but they just weren't managing properly?
Jim, great question. I've never gone into a business, and bear in mind that while I bought 77, I probably looked at 300 or 400. I've never gone into a small or medium-sized business that had a business plan. And I don't mean a Harvard business plan. I mean a football game plan. Who's going to do what, to whom, when, and for how much for the next 90 days? We break that down into 30-day segments, then we break it into weekly segments, and the team. Jim, I will take credit for 5% of these turnarounds. I have never brought new money into one of these companies, and I've never brought in new people. I put the team in charge of creating that plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are in the trenches. They know what's going on. So we create a plan, and then starting on day one, Jim, regardless of the industry, we measure our performance on a daily basis on whiteboard.
So you don't just have a – yes, you're not just talking about a plan. You're talking about planning.
That's correct, yes.
Not the noun, the verb, and it's dynamic, right? I mean, you're making sure your team is running the plan in a dynamic way.
Jim, that's exactly right, because here's the thing that I think an awful lot of small and medium-sized businesses don't recognize, and that is most businesses run on taillight accounting.
Say that. Explain that.
At the end of the month, the last day of the month, you close your books, you hand them to your CPA, and wait for your P&L. Typically, you're very fortunate by the time the bank statements arrive and your CPA does your financials and hands you a P&L, it's the 10th of the following month.
If you're lucky.
Now,
that's a great number. Most times it's worse than that.
That's exactly right. So you are looking back at 40 days ago,
mm-hmm.
at a minimum, okay? So what we do, we start doing headlight accounting. We measure every day, so we know unequivocally what our cash flow is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We know what our accounts payable are going to be. So by putting headlights on your company, which, quite frankly, simply can't afford not to do.
Right.
These practical applications that I've put in the book after 52 years have worked in every single one of these businesses, return them to profit. These were not small companies. Several of these companies had annual revenue in excess of $300 million
wow.
a year. So these things work. This is not soft, mushy stuff. You know, I've never figured out how I could make a 4-hour work week work for me. and a lot of the things that are being said in business today, you need practical applications. You need to know where you are every single day.
Especially with cash. If you don't know what's going on with cash, I mean, you got to have profit for long-term sustainability. But if you don't, if you're not managing your cash, you're not going to make it. You could be gone tomorrow.
Well, you're exactly right. And as John Kenneth Galbraith so famously said, without the short run, there is no long run.
Say that again. I like that. This is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead, Bob.
John Kenneth Galbraith said, without the short run, there is no long run.
I like that. Hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
I'd love to, Jim. It's nice to talk to somebody in Alabama.
It's been fun. It's been fun. The book's called Strengthen Your Business. I got to go, Bob. RobertThomasBethel.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come back soon. Got to take a quick. Actually, I got to go for this hour, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.